comment exprimer l'obligation. So when you must do something, well, there is a verb for that to express must, and this is falloir. Falloir, okay, falloir. And then you will have two options. The first one will be il faut. So you get to remember that falloir is what we call verbe impersonnel, okay, because there is only one form and it's il, third person of the singular. Il faut, okay? So je, tu, nous, vous, etc. They don't exist for falloir, it's only il, okay? Il faut. And then the verb coming after will be at the infinitive, okay? So that's the way to express to must, okay? And then, or to have to if you want, il faut, okay? Same form, but then you will add after that un nom, a noun, okay? So whether a verb at the infinitive form or then a noun. So we'll see few examples now. So the first scénario, as we would say in French, is falloir plus infinitif. Okay, so here, il faut respecter les règles. All right, il faut respecter, so to respect, les règles, the rules. Il faut respecter les règles. All right, and then another option. So I've been putting here and here the two parts of the negative form. Il ne faut pas fumer. Fumer is to smoke. Ici, here. Il ne faut pas fumer ici. Okay, so now we'll see the way it works with noun, a noun. And here, for instance, il faut. So still il faut, remember, as I said, it's only il faut, so it's a verbe impersonnel, okay? Une carte d'identité. Il faut une carte d'identité. Second example here. Il faut un parapluie, umbrella, un parapluie, car, because, il pleut. It's raining. It rains. Il faut un parapluie car il pleut.